famous last words. We'll see if we can try to finish up the sugya and start the next sugya. Sometimes we succeed, sometimes we don't. So we'll see what happens. Okay. You guys hear me? You guys are good? You guys in the back good? Okay. Okay. So let's just put ourselves back to the very ends of the sugya of Dover Gar Mamamo, which is, in a sense, setting the stage for us for the Vayera part, but we're still very, very much in the Bava Kamma part. So the last thing we spoke about on Thursday was the famous kasha, all the Gedalia Acharonim. We presented in the name of the Yechaska, but really all the Acharonim was this kasha on the Ravid. The Ravid, in the beginning of Berakah Mavki, tells us that the sheet of Dover Gerim Lamamon of Rabbi Shimon is not all inclusive. It only applies when there's an absolute complete Acharayas, such as Kotchim. But in cases of Shomer, which are very, very limited in scope, there's only a Chiyuv, Gnev Yaved, whatever, Pshia, whatever the Yadarga of Shmira is. So, B'chia Gavma Lo'om Rabbi Shimon. There is no such rule of Dover Gerim Lamamon Kimam and Domi. So the kasha was blatant since the first Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Hei is talking about Shomer Mafkid Chamtzai, and the Gemara says Pemalei. The Gemara works with the rules of Dover Gerim Lamamon. So what? When the world is the Rebbe talking about? So we kitzur nimrutz of the Vichesel gave three different biurim on Thursday. So quickly, let's go. Biur number one was that maybe this Gemara is talking about the level of degree of Acharayas of a Shoyel, which is one day in Taisus, Rosh and Taisus of Metzia. I have such an idea that maybe the Chomet Shekibot Acharayas is Shoyel, which is a full-fledged Acharayas, and that would suffice, that would meet that would pass the test of degree of Acharayas necessary. That was the easiest teretz, but of course the most, hardest to really accept, because the Maaseh Rav Hashem don't buy into that. It's hard to put the Ravid into such a shita, which is probably not indicative of Rav Hashem. Then we had the second biur of the Devi Cheskel, that what the Ravid meant was that whenever you have another party who has an interest in this mamon, so in order to take it out of his bailos and put it into your bailos, you need the real McCoy, you need 100,000,000% of Acharayas. If there's another party vying for interest in this item, and you only have a half-baked Acharayas, that's not going to do the trick. So says the Devi Cheskel, when you're dealing with regular Mafkid Shomer, so then there's a Mafkid. There's a Mafkid who also is interested in owning, in retaining his ownership. So you don't turn around and say, the Shomer is the Bible because he has a half-baked Acharayas. But in Pesachim is the exception to the rule, because Pesachim, we're not really dawning about ownership. We couldn't really care less about all of this chametz. What we really care about is who's in violation of our Rav Emotze. So is it the Mafkid or is it the Shomer? Is it the Mafkid? The Mafkid's a goy. Mr. Brown, he's Mafkid. We're not discussing his owner. We don't care about him. We care about the Jew who's potentially the new owner. So it says that the Yechazkel, even with a partial Acharayas, can put you over the top and can make you a double girl, And the third approach of the Vicheska was that there's a difference whether there was a chiyuv that already existed, and now I'm using this item to get out of my chiyuv. That's one kind of davar gerem lamamon. That's like kochim. I took a neder, so I'm chayuv to the Beis HaMikdash, and now I'm using this animal to exempt me from my chiyuv. And then there's another kind of davar gerem lamamon. We are, the chiyuv hasn't even happened yet. I'm a shomer. Nothing's happened. The chiyuv doesn't kick in until the shas ainis, until the shas kenei, until something happens later. So says the Yechaskev, a medav amamurim, that you need a full-fledged achrayas, that's when there's no chiyuv to begin with. So a half-baked achrayas isn't going to put you over the top. But if the chiyuv is already meitza mitchila, and I'm using this animal to get out of that chiyuv, even if the chiyuv wasn't a full chiyuv, it was only a partial achrayas, this is still called a davar gerem lamamon. So what were two good examples of a pre-existing chiyuv? So one good example was kachim. That was mamash, a pre-existing chiyuv. And the other example was agamara. It's a joke. I mean, agamara is pre-existing chiyuv. Agamara is a shomer. So was the answer to who remembers? Was Devi Cheskel's breakthrough? Who remembers? Yeah, it's not a real shomer because it's a goy anyway. There's a Jew and a goy. Yeah, this is not parsha shomer. This is not parsha mishpatim. This is a contract that was signed in court. Not signed in court, but authorized, and it's going to be accepted in court between a mafkid and a shomer, between a Jew and a guy, and that was a hischaimus ridas. That already was a pre-existing chiyuv. So that kind of a pre-existing chiyuv, even a partial achrayas is enough to kick in the din of davar gerem lamamon. Those are the three biurim of the Yechezkel. So you might have to take this to Yechezkel just one step further. He himself takes himself one step further. There is another Gemara, and somebody raised this point to me during Seder, which is exactly where we wanted to continue this understanding of the sugya. There is another Gemara that also apparently contradicts the Rambam. There is another case in Shas where the Gemara invokes Davar Gerem L'Mamon, which seems to also be an outright challenge to the Rambam. So you have to, you know, press Google in your mind all the times when the Gemara invokes Davar Gerem L'Mamon. So we have Kachem Shechai Becher Yusam, that's the original case. We have the beginning from Afti where the Gemara doesn't, which is what led the Rambam to Yisayid. We have our Gemara that we just explained. What's the other one? There's one other Gemara that invokes Davar Gerem L'Mamon, who remembers? The Sharnisko story. What was the story of the Sharnisko? So Ruvay owns an animal, gives it to Shimon to watch, and Shimon is Pesheya, but he lets the animal go wild and kill somebody. Bazin catches it, does the Gemara did, and then Levi comes and steals the animal. So Shimon is furious at Levi, and he goes, Tevech HaMoicher. Shimon is furious at Levi for being Tevech HaMoicher, because Shimon turns around and he says, you, by being Tevech HaMoicher, you caused me a tremendous hefsed mamon. Means up before you stole the animal, Tevech HaMoicher, I could have pulled out of my hat, who? Which Heilige Tana could I have pulled out of my hat? And said, Rabbi Shalfanach, quoting who? Rabbi Yaakov, hey Rabbi Yaakov, Heilige Rabbi Yaakov. So Rabbi Yaakov said, Omer Bishar Nisko, Rish Chalafanecha, complicated sugya in the Vakama, why you should not say that. But Rabbi Meir Svila Kirbi Yaakov, so Rabbi Meir was the Tanu who said that Gunev, that Tevech Shar Nisko, under all circumstances, will be Chayav, Rabbi Meir Savala Kirbi Shimon, the Savala Kirbi Yaakov. I think we spent a little bit of time talking about the Savala Kirbi Shimon part earlier in the week, last week, if I'm not mistaken. 3 days in Tosis, right? So ring a bell a little bit, Masha? Okay. So Rabbi Meir Savlaka, Rabbi Shimon Savlaka, Rabbi Yaakov. So the Gemara is using Davar Gerem L'Mamon to make the Ganav from the Beis HaShomer Chayav in Dalav Behei. Penalty marker down on the Ravid. According to the Ravid, does this Shomer meet the criteria of Davar Gerem L'Mamon? As he crossed the threshold of Davar Gerem L'Mamon? What degree of Chiyuv did this guy have? He was a lot. Rabbi, what was he? He was a Shomer. Maybe Shemichina, maybe Shemesach. I don't know what degree of Shem. The Braisa doesn't say. The Gemara doesn't differentiate. The Gemara doesn't say Hakam Haiskini is a specific kind of Shem. So state in Baba Kavod of Ayin Aleph that the Shemir is this case of a Goynev bin HaShemir, a Shohaniskel, that he can no longer say, Hamesh Chalfanecha, what a Zah case. Once in how many thousands of years do you think this case comes up? There's one in a billion cases. The Gemara says this is a prime candidate for Davar Gerem L'Mamon. This is Davar Gerem L'Mamon. So, according to the Ravid, this is Nish Davar Gerem L'Mamon. Why? Because what degree of Achrayas did the Shomer have? What was he, Rabbi? He was a Shomer. He's not a Shomer, he's a Shoyl. It's for Shoyl. Nobody said Shoyl. He's a Shomer. And as a Shomer, he only had limited Achrayas, maybe Shemachinu, Shemsachar. As a limited Achrayas, why does his degree of Achrayas kick in the din of Davar Gerem L'Mamon? So that's a kasha. Well, this is like a bananas kasha, but it's yet a vase. It means according to Rabbi Shimon, well's Davar Gerem L'Mamon, which off the record we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon. I mean, Benayinu, we don't really follow Rabbi Shimon for still. The Hilik Atan Rabbi Shimon, Eilu Dibra Lekim Chaim, Rabbi Shimon by Yochoi, when he said, can you imagine, Rabbi Shimon by Yochoi was singing and dancing and saying the words, Ki Losi Shach from Pizaroi, the Torah is going to remain for class of Ki Losi Shach. It'll last forever and ever and ever in the Hilik Atan Rabbi Shimon. So licked in that line was also his understanding, this part of Davar Gerem L'Mamon, that's never going to be Nishkach Mikla Yisrael. It's a chelik from Torah. Whether we accept it in Lalach or don't accept it in Lalach, it doesn't make the slightest bit of difference. It does a chelik from different Torah, Kilos HaShach Bizarro. So therefore we have to understand it. And if the Ravid, the Hilik Ravid, who's Ruch HaKedah Shars to Beves Midrashim, we got all the Kabbalah. We got Rabbi Shimon Yochai from the cave in Meron. Zicha Ruch HaKedah Shars to Besoch Ma'arosa. No question about that. So you get the Heilige Tana, the people who understand the Sisrei Torah, the depths of the depths, the Amkus of Torah, Kadesha, Heim V'Nigla, Heim V'Nistar. So they're all lining up together. You have Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's Davar Gerem L'Mamon. You have the Ravid's limitation of Davar Gerem L'Mamon. Then you have the Litvish Rosh Yeshiva sitting around in Slobodka and saying, hey, wait a second, it's a low Pashut. You're against the Gemara of a comment, the fine Aleph. So what's going on? No, what's going on? What's the answer, no? So this is what they learned in Slobodka. If you want to be a Talmud in Slobodka, this is how they learned in Slobodka. So what's going on? How can the Rebbe say something is against the Gemara? No. So what's the answer, Beisai? The Yecheskel says, the same way we solved the Gemara Pesachim of Hay through three different Mahalchim, we could use the identical Mahalchim to solve this Kasha from Bava Kamim Daf Ayin Aleph. Mamish Hainuach. So let's chazer a little bit. Let's go through the three Mahalchim Pesachim of Hay and see how they do, or maybe don't, plug into Bava Kamim Daf Ayin Aleph. So let's chazer. Help me through, Beisai. What was the first Mahalach of the Devi Cheskel? No razzle dazzle, no lomdos, simple. It's hard for us to call it Devi Cheskel's first teretz, it's a balabatish teretz, but I think you know what I mean. Halavai, all the balabatish would be honored if they could come up with a teretz like the Devi Cheskel, as a balabatim. So what's the first teretz of the Devi Cheskel? No? Chazar. That is a shoyl, right? It's a shoyl. So do we have to really make the guy nine alpha shoyl? We don't really have to do that. We don't have to really change him from a shoma to a shoyl. But what we have to show is that there's absolute and total and complete achrayus. We have to make this case of a shomer who's really a shadachid by shomer sachar. The lashon of the Gemara is not shoyl. The Gemara says shomer. The Gemara knew how to say shoyl if it wanted to. So he's a shomer. But this kind of a shomer is total and complete achrayus. Namely, if this shor gets taken away and shechted by the ganav, that's going to totally do it in for the shomer. Why is that? What's the lamdas that everybody say? What's the lamdas? This shomer was already pesheya. How was he pesheya? How was the shomer pesheya? He let what did he let happen in his watch? He let this animal go out wild and kill somebody. So right then and there, we label him, du bist a pesheya. As you're a pesheya, you are now chayiv under all circumstances. No matter what subsequently happens to this animal, you are chayiv. And therefore, you're not a regular shomer anymore. We're not being down on, I only have a partial level of obligation, and therefore it's a double gram of the mammon, it's only a partial level. No! Once those pshiyas up to be a cheskel, then you become transformed to be halachli, like a shoyl. You're not really a shoyl, but you become like a shoyl. And now you chayiv everything. And if and when something happens to this animal, even though subsequently it's einus, catch this one. Subsequently, let's say it was eventually was stolen from you, derech einus, but it doesn't matter. Once you become chayiv and pshia, you have a chiyuv to compensate with this animal. Now, holes on the animal is intact, so you have that out of haresh chalfanecha. You have a Yaakov to pull out of left field. But the minute that you cannot compensate with the animal itself, the minute the haresh chalfanecha is taken away from you, the game's over for you. And therefore, you halachically are chayiv in all achrayas, all degree of achrayas. And if for whatever reason under the sun you cannot say Reish Chalfanecha, you have to pay. Moshe Lamad Avedim, what would the din be if, forget about the God, there is no God. Simple mafkid shomer, animal goes wild, kill somebody, etc. So the animal's sitting in the shomer's backyard, and the shomer's about to say Reish Chalfanecha, and the animal gets struck by lightning. What do you think the din is? Says the Bichas, I'll tell you what the din is. I don't know what it means. But the din says the Bichaskel, he's chayv to pay anyway. Aye, at the end of the day, the hefsid was derech einus. That's true. That the destruction of the animal was derech einus. But the real mechayev was the shas pshia. The real mechayev was when he was pesheya. He has an out of haresh chalfanecha. But if the out of haresh chalfanecha is removed from him in any shape or form, is blight chayev. And therefore, this is the halakha analogy of a shoyl. This is kol achrayis. This is like kashim shchav echrusa. So says in the Yecheskel, this model of shomer is closer to kashim shchav echrusa than to the Ravid's shomer. So just because it has the word shomer in its text doesn't mean, don't conjure up, don't be mistaken to think shomer means partial achrayis. This shomer is takarech achrayis shlema because of the pre-existing pshim. That's the first beer from the Yecheskel. No, what's the second beer of Devi Cheskel? What did Devi Cheskel say? He put the brakes on the right.
He's the only Baal, because the original
So said the Devi Cheskel to answer Agamar Psochim that when do you say Devi Gram the Mammon, even with the Pashlach Rayas, said the Devi Cheskel, it's Nir Lo Loimar, The only time the Rebbe said it's klal is when there's another bialim vying for options, vying for ownership, vying for possession. In our Gemara, is there anyone else to speak of? Who is it a fight to the finish between the Sherman who? The original owner? Rabbi Yisai. What interest does the original owner have in this animal? What's the answer? One big zero. Why? Why is that? Why is there zero? Because... So there's no real owner here. The only ownership, quote unquote, the only interest, the only one who has any vested interest in this animal is the Shomer, only because he has the chat, because of Rabbi Yaakov, he could use it to be Amel Harash Chofanecha. But there's nobody else to fight with. So Zachta Didi Yecheskel, the same way that in Chometz and Davhei, there's nobody else to fight with, because the other potential party is a goy, and Bal Yerah doesn't speak to him. So too, in Bavakamet Davhei Nalaf, there's nobody else to fight with, because the other party, it's also Banotim anyway. You have to think about this. You have the goddesses, Didi Yecheskel, Amkes Adorim, Didi Yecheskel. He created this Yisoyf within the Ravid. He came up with this idea of other parties versus non-other parties, and now he shows with one fell swoop, albeit for different reasons, Well, it turns out that there really is no other player involved. And when there's no other party involved who's vying for interest, then even a partial achray is constituted of a memo. Second view. What's the third view for Divya Cheskel? This is the easiest one. What did Divya Cheskel say? Pre-existing condition, right? Pre-existing chiyuv. And what's the answer? Who said it? What created? Give me one word. Starts with a pei and ends with a hey. That created the pre-existing condition. Pshia. Once it's a pshia, the game's over. Once it's a pshia, so that's like kosher chagach rusar. Now you're trying to remove that chiyuv. You're trying to exempt yourself from the chiyuv. You're trying to backtrack from that chiyuv through a davar agar, even a partial achrayas, is going to constitute a problem of a davar gemara. So Divya Cheskel mamish, you take a look, you can sit and read it for yourselves today. Divya Cheskel took his three yesodos that he plugged into Pesachim Daf Hei and said, by the way, if you're saying Sherman Ruby, you can say the same Shul Torah. So you can mamish, Rashiva could, you know, jump from one mesech to another. It's the same Shul Torah. You just have to go through each one of the three mahalchim. So I stayed in Divya Cheskel. It's a whole nother ball game about, but no one's really making profit here. Who's making profit? The shomer is not making money. The shomer is just simply getting out of his achrayas. Are you wondering who's going to get paid the davening? According to Bishimon, there is going to be a chiv of davening. Hey, so you wonder who's going to get that money? So that depends. Did he pay him? That's the Mishnah in Bar Mitzvah. That depends on the Sugya Bar Mitzvah. Did he buy those rights of the Kefil or not? So Eid Allah Oses Chas of Shabbos Shechaver means that that's a different Sugya. That means if I borrow a cow from you and I give it off to somebody else, so then, and I was a Soichah, now the other guy's a Shoyel, can I turn around and get money out of that? That's a different Sugya. So you want to know how can we be shy of dal v'hei if the animal now is worth nothing? That's okay. That's a phenomenal kasha. That's above a comment of some hey kasha about if I steal something that's worth something and then it's worth a different amount at the time of the tvicha mechira. So which one do you follow? That's a loaded question. But gotta wait till the shiva learns the maruba again. So at the rate that we're going, if you come back, maybe with your grandchildren, maybe we'll get back to Maruba. Okay, but it's good. It's a very, it's a loaded question. It's not going to help us here. Okay? It's a loaded question. Okay. So Rabbi Yisai, there's one last akud in the sugya. So we may even really get to the next sugya. Possibly. Maybe. Not sure. So let's take a look at the Gemara on Daf Hamad. It's the bottom of Hamad Beis. The Gemara makes it about face. The Gemara at first connected the Machlekes Rav Shimon Derabanan to this drasha of Le'yimotze, which is the source that Afilu Kamos Achrayis is B'chayim. In one place the Torah says L'cha, one place the Torah leaves out the word L'cha. So the deletion of the word L'cha in the parasha when Shimon Yom Salam and Sevateichem, that goof is the moth part that Kamos Achrayis is B'chayim. Right? That's the Gemara in the fifth. So Gemara at first said Hanicha L'Rav Shimon El Rabban Ma'ikel Meimar. And the Gemara says, no, even according to Rabban, Shan Yochad Tzitzit Lo Yimotze. Right? That was the first lashon of the Gemara. Now the Gemara makes a total, complete about face. The bottom of the Gemara makes, Ika Diyamri. Hani Chalaman Diyam Adav Agar the moment Lav Kim Amen Dami. If you hold like the Rabbanon, then everything's hunky-dory. Everything's great. Why? Hani Yitzchik Lo Yimotze. So then I understand that I need Lo Yimotze because my starting point is, my baseline is, Dav Agar the moment is Lav Kim Amen Dami. So by Rav Matz is the exception to the rule. So according to Rabban, everything is gevaldik, meiridik. Elo lemandi amar kibam dami. According to you, Rabbi Shimon, world's devagam lemam kibam dami kolat terakula. So lo yimatzi lamali. Avos, what do you lo yimatzi for? Everybody knows. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry, Rabbi Shimon's yeshiva is not a nice way for me to say. I'm sorry. My chazan. Every Hilgit Talmud, Rabbi Shimon's yeshiva would have known right away. Misvara pshuta. That you're over by Rabbi Motze because of Dover Gram Lamam. Because if Dover Gram Lamam is Kimamadam, they got the Kefil, they got the other thing. So, like my Hechate say, Chamit Shabini less. So, Lamali Kara. So the Gemara says, no. It's Drich. Here's the punchline. Sal Kedai de Chamina, Hoyo Bechi Ise Hode Be'ene, Babisho Sekoi, Kamash Malam. The Gemara says, this case of Psochim is not really Dover Gram Lamam. This is not Rabbi Shimon. This is not the same as Rabbi Shimon. Right? Let's chazer for a second. What's classic Rabbi Shimon? Give me the, what was the original case, Rabbi Shimon? The original case. Kashchai Bechu Yisrael. So we're trying to be da'at now about the following shayla. Reuven was makdish something with Shemayim, so it's not really his moment anymore. But Ahot Dechi Becharayis, because he took a neder, right? So it's Chayim and Becharayis on this. And now somebody steals it, and shechts it, whatever it is, we're trying to figure out. The chayvitz is not here anymore. Lemaisa it's gone. So we're trying to be done. That chayvitz that's no longer present was the makdish, the owner of that chayvitz or not. So according to Pyodi, the moment is not, because it was moment hektish, it wasn't his. So come to Vishimen with the zachidish atayra of the regular moment, but that's also considered to be a din moment. And therefore the wibi yachiv kef and all the chayvitz kick in. That was the lamdas of Rabbi Shimon. What was the punchline in that statement? What was the most important part of that statement, that description? The animal's not here anymore. Right? That's what happened. The animal's not here anymore. Once the animal's not here anymore, so then we could say with a straight face, ooh, the absence of the animal is a davar gerum mamon. Because kolzman the animal was around, then the makdish would just give it to the gizbar and call it a day. It's because the animal has been removed and been shechted, been sold, it's done, it's history. That's what sets the stage for being called the Davar Gerum Mamon. In the case of chametz, where's the item right now that we're being down on?
Rosh Hashanah the Jew.
It's in Rosh Hashanah the Jew. It's not gone yet. It hasn't disappeared yet. It hasn't been stolen. Nothing happened to it. It's here. It's the Faneinu. So comes the Gemara and says, calls man that it hasn't been removed from the world yet. It's not yet a what? Catch this. It's not yet a what? It's not a Gerum Lamamon yet. It hasn't been gone of anything yet. Dabar Gerum Lamamon doesn't mean Hashem HaOsid. Gedabar Gerum Lamamon means Hashem HaHoyveh. Bashe Hushom. Havar Ayin Vatira Dais Modan. Hovek Hovek Yerreh. It's been done for Bashe Hushom. So right now, the chomet is sitting here. It's the baal shnatz is sitting here. The pizza is sitting here. Everything's hunky-dory. So what's for davar gerum lamamon? Because maybe it'll be stolen. We don't live lives based on that. So comes the Gemara and says, you totally blew it. You totally misunderstood Rabbi Shimon's. You totally misunderstood Rabbi Shimon's davar gerum lamamon. The first lashon of Gemara thought that chomet was a perfect example of the machlokes Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. And now the Gemara is saying, no, it's not. It's a terrible example. It has nothing to do with Rabbi Shimon's davar gerum lamamon. It's b'chlal not davar gerum lamamon. Nothing at all to do with davar gerum lamamon. Because it's still here. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, what would my Svar Rishana have been? Would I be over by Rabbi Matzah on this? What's the answer going to Rabbi Shimon? Without a Pasuk, would I have been over by Rabbi Matzah? No, because it's not Davar Gamamam, because it's still there, it's still here. Kamash Malon, what's the Kamash Malon? Tell me the Kamash Malon.
Why? Because Rabbi Matzah.
Even though Davar Gamamam of Bava Kama is not a Machayiv by Rabbi Matzah, because Davar Gamamam only exists with Dino Kamamam if and when the animal is no longer here. When the Chayfetz is the Chametz is still here, this is Nishkein Davar Gamamam. Therefore, Haim did through Kara. Therefore, I need a pasuk of Lay Matzah, even according to Bishim. So that's how the dust settles. That's how the sugya closes. And I think we must start talking about Behemoth Sanim. That's how the sugya ends. That we totally and completely missed the boat. For 1 week last week, we kept on saying, oh, Rabbi Shimon, David Ram, the moment, Chametz, yes, all that. No, it's not. That was all true according to Lishna Kama. Don't think we wasted our time. We were Lishna Kama people. But there were two Lishayanis, the Halig and the Rav, sitting around, Rav Yehuda Ashman, and Misal, the Gemara. And we have two different versions of what the Shach Mataya was. Half the Talmidim was saying, Zap Nazoi, and half Zap Nazoi. According to the second Marshal, Yikud Yamre, it comes out that even according to Bishim, you need a pasuk, because whatever the Chayfet has been, this is Nishken Davar Gamamam. Yeah.
Can we say Kamash Malan that it's even considered Mamma or
Stoke? Oh, you want to say the Kamash Malan different than I just said. You want to say the Kamash Malan is that, no, we misunderstood what Rabbi Shimon meant, and the first option was really right all along. Right, okay, so hang in there until the next sugya for that part, okay? There could be some achar, we're going to fall back on you, but I'm reading the Gemara Kipshutai. The Kamash Balon is Yahavamina Mistaka right, and Yitaka, you were dead wrong, that this is not Rabbi Shimon. Kamash Balon is Xerxakos, and we finish. Okay, good, so we read the Gemara Mistaka Levei, and we come to that conclusion, and very nice, okay? Shine. But you know what? There were some people in the world who followed Chazal's advice. Chazal said in the Masechet Sanhedrin that we better learn the sugyas of Ben Sarah Myra and the sugyas of Nigibatim and the sugyas of Erni Dachas. Even though somebody would say, oh, come on, Rabbi, why do I have to spend time learning those things? It's not the mice anyway. How's this going to impact on my being a good Jew? What does the Gemara say? Devarishu Kabbal Schar. The more you learn these sugyas, you get even greater schar. Wow, Chabad Chaim said, we've quoted this before many times. Chabad Chaim says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the doctor gave us these halachim of Torah, which have no relevance to ma'isa, to teach us that Talmud Torah is a world in of itself. It doesn't matter. Halachim is very important. Don't get me wrong. You should learn Shabbos and Nid and Chul. You should. You should also learn Uktzin and also learn Zvachim and also learn Chayrus and Chaytul and ma'isa. You should also learn anything and everything. Torah lamed any tzarech. So some people actually took the advice of Chazal and learned the last Berak in Masechet Sanhedrin, not just the Perchelet part, because it's nice and, you know, Leib de Gagartas. But they learned the last Blada too, which have to do with what? The Sugyas of Yerni Dachas. So let's see if we can learn the Gemara Vani and the Masechet Sanhedrin. Kufya Bezim and Alf. Omar, how you about Kotchim with Bechia Musa? The Gemara is talking about there's a din. If the whole city becomes an Irnidachas, then all the property in the Irnidachas has to be destroyed. So what if Nebuch, there's a korban, Hashem, in the Irnidachas? Because it's not a steer. You have a lot of people, Ovid Azar, but a few people bring Kabbanis. Or it could even be the same people, Ovid Azar, on the side. They're also bringing Kabbanis. People get a little bit mixed up. The Ashkaf is a Chaim. Not so crazy. People do a lot of funny, strange things. Some people, you know, do a bigger favor. Same time, do a mitzvah. Some people, you know, don't know how to discern between the two. So here you got Ovid Avedizar, but he's still bringing a korban. So Gemara says that if a kodshim is be'ech, if an animal is buktish, it's a korban, it's found in the city, Yamusil. It has to be put to death. How that's going to happen, it's a different story, but enough for now. So Gemara is wondering, why is that true? The Gemara says it's not really Maman Shal Yonidachas. Maman Shal Yonidachas means the money that belongs to the Anshi Yonidachas. The kodshim is not his, it doesn't belong to him. So it's not Chalam the din for this or enough in Yonidachas. So finally, the Gemara gives an answer. Shlachish Amar Mamon Baylamu. V'achav beKatzish Chad Echlusin Reb Shimon Yid Yamar Mamon Baylamu. Oh, look at this! Look who makes the comeback. Reb Shimon. In the end of Sanhedrin, you had to learn 112 lines of Sanhedrin to remember Reb Shimon back from the final from Avakama. So it says in Shlachish that the Brisa that said that the Karbonis inside the Nidachas become Aser of Nichzei Nidachas must be Reb Shimon talking, and it must be the Katzish Chad Echlusin. Therefore, it is called the Mammon of Ba'ilim, Because why? Why is it the Mamre Bailam? No? Why is it Mamre Bailam?
I have Bachrisa.
Because you're Chayav Rechayas. Chayav Rechayas. It's Mamre Bailam. So it's Mamre Bailam, Lagabe, being Mechayav Yon Dal Behei. This is Mamre Bailam, Lagabe, being called the Nixi Yon Nidachas. Ad Kan Devek Abba. No? What are your Kasha? Who's got a Kasha for me? Who's got a Kasha? You have all the information at your fingertips to present a Kasha to me. The Gemara just applied Rabbi Shimon to an animal sitting in an Ir Nidachas. Where's the animal right now? Is it around or not around? It's alive and well. This poor animal sitting grazing and it doesn't know what hit him. Just 4,000 people just were over there by the Zara. It's sitting and enjoying itself. And we just, we're being done on it called the Dover Gram the Mama. Why is it a Dover Gram the Mama? Why? Because if the animal would have, something would happen to it, then the Bible would become Chayav Achrayas. The last thing on these Bible's mind right now is that the Gizbo is going to make them beg. They're about to be killed on Tzilas Ir Nidachas. But in theory, since we're being done, we don't care about these people right now. We're being done on this animal. We have a Shiloh. We're loading the Sanhedrin Tafsa, Kufi Beis. We're trying to be Darish or Kapos Chayar to the best of our ability. So we want to know, I have this animal that's sitting in an Ir Nidachas. It quote unquote belongs to one of the Anshei Nidachas. What makes it belong to the Anshei Nidachas? The parasha from Davagar and the Mom. So Rabbi Shimon, thanks to Rabbi Shimon, this animal just became also Banu. Just became, it's also an off the kosher. Just became Ton Misa. Just became Ton Ibn Min Ha'ilam because of the Nichsi Ir Nidachas. So I don't understand. The Gemara Psochem and the Avoga Manoff just said a minute ago, according to the Lishna Basra, that the Sugya of Rabbi Shimon, of Davagar and the Mom, only begins when? It only gets off the ground when, Rabbi say?
In actual loss.
When the actual loss occurs. And therefore chometz falls short because the loss hasn't happened yet. Manishtana, the behema besach ir nidachas, the behema is kotshe besach ir nidachas from chometz and psachim davov. In psachim davov, the point of Mishnah Basra, that davar gerim the moment only kicks in after the animal's not here anymore, which makes a lot of sense because that's when it's gerim the moment. Beforehand, there's already, it's a gerim the gerim, nothing happened yet. So it's only called davar gerim the moment, noch the loss of the animal. And that's the classic of Rabbi Shimon of Avakama. That was the original case of Rabbi Shimon. So then why is the Gemara Sanhedrin invoking Rabbi Shimon if the animal's still alive and well? That's a kasha. Who thought of this kasha? Everyone here? Everyone saw this Gemara Makom, right? Everyone saw this Gemara Sanhedrin, right? We've been learning this sugya for 4 days already, okay? So everyone saw this sugya. And everyone remembers Sachem Davav Amid Aleph. No one realizes a steer between the two Gemaras. So he knows it.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Can we say like Ketuse Mechas Shure?
Susim, yeah, yeah, too confusing, too confusing. It's a whole nother sugya. You gotta come back another year. Ash, you gotta come back to the Sukkah Shure. You with me in Sukkah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you still can't get it out of your head. Sukkah Shure, okay. No? Anyone take a wildest guess? Who is the Bar Kusha of this one? Who's the one who thought of this Kasha? You have to be part of a certain family to think of this Kasha. Only certain people in certain families can ask this Kasha. Close. What? Close. It was the Ktesa's son. The Ktesa says, Hikshali b'ni chavivi, Yosef akayim. They were Kohanim. The family were Kohanim. It says, Yosef, Yosef, the what was the Ktesa's last name? Heller, right? Was
it Heller, yeah.
Heller, yeah, yeah. So Yosef Heller. So Rabbi Yalev Heller was the Ktais, Rabbi Yehuda was the Truma Sakri, and then his son, Rabbi Yosef HaKohen Heller, asked his father, in fact his tata, it was like Kasha. Can you imagine the Nachas the Ktais got out of this Kasha? His own son. It's not a good Kasha. Off the record, what's the easiest teretz? What you said, right? Right? That the Gemara meant the flip at the end, right? But I don't want to talk about that until next thing. Can't hang in there. Alright? So the Ktais was flawed by your son's kasha. That's a good son. You teach your kid, you know, Shachar Davav, you teach him Tzedek of your base, and he realizes right away it's a kasha. Yeah. Is there some kind of what? No, well, that's what we're trying to figure out. Is it called the property of your nidachs or not? No, but you're going backwards. It hasn't. we're trying to decide if it's called Nechzer Nidah. You can't tell me there's a mitzvah to destroy Tepot's Kehilos destroyed. Right, we're being done first. Is this subject to destruction? So you can't invoke Rabbi Shimon and say, right, you're going backwards, right? So what's the answer to this question? Who can think of an answer to this question? The greatest minds of Klal Yisrael have been struggling with this kasha, the Ketzos's son, for the last 150 years, 200 years. So two Gedolei Ga'onei Olam, both had the same first name, Chaim, dealt with this kasha. Who do you think they were? Give me two of the greatest people with the name Chaim in the last 150 years in Klal Yisrael. It's like, come on, it's not too hard to figure out. One's Reb Chaim, Chaim Brisker, and the other is
Chaim Moser.
Chaim Moser. Okay, so from Brisk to Vilna, or from Vilna to Vilna. I don't know when Reb Chaim came with this teretz. This teretz is not printed in the standard Reb Chaim places. It's not in the Reb Chaim in the Rambam. It's not in Reb Chaim in Shas. It's been found in some of the other ksavim that were collected from Reb Chaim, but it appears in Achiyaza. And Reb Chaim Moser had this teretz. They both said the basic same teretz. And you guys should be able to pull off this teretz already. You have all the information to be able to pull off this teretz. Think of the last of the Divya Chesed's kasha. Think of teretz number 3 of the Divya Chesed. Comes with Chaim Eliezer, Chaim Brisker, and say that there's a tremendous difference between Dover Agar Lamamon, where the existing chiyuv is already there, and now it's just trying to be done. Can I get out of that chiyuv? That's one kind of Dover Agar Lamamon. What was the classic example of when there's a pre-existing chiyuv? What was the classic example? The example par excellence was what?
Kosher.
That's like the ultimate. I took a nandis, so the chiyuv is already kicked in. What was the example that the Bechazkel said of an ultimate no chiyuv? Who remembers? Like Shomer was an ultimate because the chiyuv hasn't started yet, right? That's why the Rabbi, remember, that was the Bechazkel's third teretz. That's why the Rabbi said, Hishtabal Torah, the difference between Shomer and Kachim is because one there was a chiyuv, one there wasn't a chiyuv, right? That's what we spoke about. So come these two Gedolim, Chaim, Chaim Eizer, and say that what the Gemara means in Pesachim is as follows. There's no chiyuv yet. Don't ask me a kashya. Please don't jump on me. There's no chiyuv yet. How do you know there's no chiyuv yet? Because it's a shayma. There's no chiyuv yet for shayma. So that's what the Gemara says. What kind of Dover Agar Lamamon is there? Dover Agar Lamamon, there has to be something there. So the animal is still here. I mean, the chometz is still here. There's no chiyuv to begin with. Nothing's happened yet. So what's for Dover Agar Lamamon? So that's what the Gemara means in the Vav. It calls mind there's no pre-existing chiyuv, and the animal hasn't, or the chayvetz hasn't been destroyed yet, so nothing has triggered the chiyuv. So first of all, Dover Agar Lamamon. But the Gemara is really saying in the Vav, it's not a question, is the item be'en or not? That's not, that's the sib, not the siba. If the item is be'en, that's indicative of the fact that there's no chiyuv here. If the item is gone, is stolen, that's indicative of the fact that there is a chiyuv. Kachim, there is a chiyuv, even though the animal is still alive.
Still here.
That's the ultimate, the Dover Agar Lamamon. So it's not so much a question, something to Gedolei Olam, the Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim Moser. It's not a question of the mitzias, is the animal here or not? Is the chayfetz, is the chayfetz? That's not the point. Those are barometers to measure, is there a chiyuv or not? So that's what the Gemara meant to Pesachim, that there's no chiyuv here. There's no chiyuv, so what's the Dover Agar Lamamon? That's why you need exercise across. Whereas by Kachim, even though the Mitzias and Olam Hazeh, the animal's here, but the chiyuv is very much present. That's the answer to the Ketzos's son's kasha. That's why in Sanhedrin after a few days, when we're talking about the Dover Agar Lamamon of Kachim, it doesn't matter that the animal Mitzias is here. Acharei Kleis Kol, there's still a pre-existing chiyuv. Gevaldik Teretz. So, Baruch Hashem, in Brisk, in Volozhin, in Vilna, so Zogin Azoy, the Pesachim Davov is the classic example classics are par excellence of a non-pre-existing chiyuv. And that's why the Gemara insists on the Vav Aleph that it has to be no longer here, nor for the Gemara to kick in. However, there's another great city in Europe that they zokt fakert. What's the other great city in Europe that zokt fakert? This whole teretz of Reb Chaim Elazar and Reb Chaim Brisker is assuming that Pesachim Daf Vav is the example par excellence of a chiyuv that doesn't exist yet. There is no pre-existing condition, no pre-existing chiyuv. The only way to infer the Tzayis HaSan's Kasha is to be mechalik between Pesachim Daf Vav when there is no pre-existing chiyuv, because it's shiner, the animal's not here, the animal's still here, so what's about chiyuv? There's no chiyuv until the animal disappears. This is in contrast to culture when there is a pre-existing. Which great city in Europe, which great yeshiva in Europe? What?
Devi Cheska.
This is the exact antithesis of the Devi Cheska. The Devi Cheska's whole shot, his whole razzle-dazzle, his whole shtukotayr was that he claimed that Chometz is an example of a pre-existing condition. What was the proof? Because it's Goyim and Jew, so it can't be the regular rules of Shemrim. It must be there was a contract signed of a Zoy, there was a contract signed, there must be a pre-existing condition. That's called the pre-existing Chiyuv. So state in Devi Yecheskel. Devi Yecheskel used that Yisoid to defend the Raven. Remember? Didn't we just talk about this like 20 minutes ago? The whole third territory of Devi Yecheskel was working with an assumption. He changed the rules of the game in Pesachim. He said, Pesachim was not really Shemim. It's really, there was a contract, pre-existing Chiyuv, and that's why the Raven doesn't apply. What the Devi Yecheskel learned, Pesachim Davav, was the antithesis, 180-degree antithesis of how Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim Israel learning Pesachim Davav. Because they're Dafka calling Chomet Shemrim. The stuff that they're learning, whether it's Jews, whether it's Goyim, even if there was a contract, that's still called Shemrim. The contract doesn't make pre-existing Chiyuvim. That's still called Shemrim. It's a Pashif and Shemrim. And Shemrim, the Chiyuv hasn't kicked in yet. If the Chiyuv hasn't kicked in yet, that's what the Gemara says in the Taf of Vav Amud Aleph. Oh, but the Chiyuv hasn't kicked in yet. Therefore, Chozma and the animals and the Chometz is intact. That's not called Devar Gavrilom. And that's why you need Loyimotze. So Rabbi say, you could see, Min HaKotze El HaKotze. We just learned Pesachim Davar. That's all we learned. Tafayim Bebeis of Pesachim and Davar Menachem Pesachim. We saw the Tula Shainis. And everything's flying around. You cannot learn Pesachim and Tafayim Bebeis of Omer Aleph without having this background, understanding all the intricacies of Davar Gar and the Moment. So you have to know those Yesaidis. You have to understand the Raivad Yesaid. You have to understand Trim Hachim Devi Cheska. You have to appreciate the Kasha for the Tzayis Son and understand how Midali Acharein and Uwam Yashivit. And then you have to put all the pieces of the puzzle together and realize that these two worlds are worlds and worlds and worlds apart. What would the Devi Cheska do about the Kasha of the Tzayis Son? Lo Chaser Terutzim. We have to wait till next Sukkot to see what the Terutzim are. Yeah. Oh, it could be about this very Nakuda. It's also possible, right? It could be that goof for the Nakuda is a machlekes. I mean, the Gemara said the Gemara said Hedra is only according to Lishtakama. Right? It could be that goof for the Nakuda. That's very possible, right? I mean, the longest that we're talking, you know, as we said many, many times, we read Gemara, so the Gemara gives us a quick synopsis of the discussion. We have no idea what went on in the Beis Medrash of Surah Pupadisa for hours now. We don't know how many Talmidim were screaming at each other during Seder for hours on end. We don't know how many guys were on Zoom and screaming and fighting and pilpuling. We just know the Gemara gives us the final notes, the crib notes. They're there, the very, very end. You know, by the way, this is a Lishnakam, it's very possible that behind the scenes, what was going on was this very Nakuda. It means maybe that was good what they were fighting about. Without invoking the name of Devi Yecheskel and Reb Chaim Elazar and Reb Chaim, that's what they were arguing about. Is this case of Shoimim? Is this called the Chiyah Mitchila? It's not called the Chiyah Mitchila. Is this right? Is that right? Is the first Teretz of Devi Yecheskel? Second Teretz? All this stuff is all the background. This is all the Teretz about that. So we're trying to recreate now. That's what the Gedali, Yavi Shem, and Achmarim are trying to do. We're just simply trying to recreate all the discussions of Torah that have been going on for the last 3,500 years. So in the Gemara, we see that a few of these things have been touched upon. There's no question that these are some of the issues that are flying around. We're trying to, you know, create the different possibilities as to how to understand what was ultimately behind these sugyas. So we've met some quite very, very smart people along the way who've been grappling with these issues. From the Tzayis and the Son, to Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim Moizer, to the Devi Yecheskel, everybody has been dealing with this. Back to the Rishonim, back to the Raivet, back to the Amoraim, back to the Tanoim, to Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon the Rabbanim. So Everything we've been talking about is just to put into a little bit of perspective. Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanim's machlokes about the Gram Maman, how that fits into the sugyas and chometz and all the things we picked up along the way about grammas and gramis and the mamans and everything along the way. Okay, how many sugyas have we learned so far this month? One. Okay, how many days? We have 4 days. Okay, have to start a new sugya, everybody. Let's go. Come on, we're falling behind schedule. There is no schedule.